Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Normally, we would be into fair season. Normally, not this year.
Right. And for obvious reasons, you know, of course, COVID-19 is changing everybody's plans. And yeah, some fairs were set to kick off this month. And yeah, they've been canceled. One of them is the King's Fair in Hanford. That was canceled last week. It was originally scheduled for May 28th to the 31st, which is my birthday is in there. So I would have liked to have gone to the fair, but the decision was made to cancel that with state and county health officials. That's the second one to be canceled. There's also one in Chowchilla that was going to be happening May 14th through 15th. That was also canceled. We skip ahead to September, and the Madera County Fair, that's usually when it's going to be held, and it's still a go at this point, as is the Tulare County Fair starting September 14th. But who knows what these fairs are going to look like. We talked to officials with the big Fresno Fair, which is still going to happen in October, but it's looking like social distancing is probably still going to be in place, at least according to officials there. The safety protocol is anybody's guess is what it could be once September rolls around. But it looks like the fair is going to be a little bit different this year, and you know, hopefully it won't be too bad. It's hard to imagine social distancing on some of those packed weekend days during the fair when you're kind of shoulder to shoulder with everybody just trying to get around. But I guess we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed for the big Fresno Fair. Let's keep a positive outlook on that. All right. Now, Gabe, the other thing, we've all been through a roller coaster ride during this coronavirus pandemic, but you have a unique story about a Fresno business owner.
Yeah, we're talking about Dean Rackley of Dynamic Roofing. He's had one hell of a year so far. So he's 49 years old. He's in the motorcycle. So back in February, he was taking a ride up to Table Mountain. He went around the curve, and a car swerved into his lane, and you know he had to avoid it. So he instead of crashing in the mountain, he hit a curb. He went flying. While he was flying, he described it as, you know, kind of the classic, it happened in slow motion. So he landed in a gully with some water. His motorcycle landed on his back, and so the verdict was his back was broken in two places, 7 broken ribs, fractured shoulder. But, you know, lo and behold, about 4 weeks later, so this happened back in February, so 4 weeks later, he's back up on roofs. You know, this guy's like a fitness freak, so he was in really great shape. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, he's kind of a driven guy, and so, you know, less than a month later, he's on a roof. And then COVID-19 hits, and, you know, he had a roofing business back in 2008 during the Great Recession, and that kind of knocked him out again, too, so... he's kind of a driven guy. He's hoping that he's going to get back to full speed soon. And, you know, I there's no quitting a person like that. So I'm sure he'll be back at full speed without crashing into a mountain or anything like that on his bike. But, yeah, that's Dean Rackley of Dynamic Roofing.
Hey, it doesn't sound like little things like that can stop this man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, have a great week there, Gabe. Stay safe, buddy.
You too, son. Thank you.
Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. If you want more information on these stories, all news that is business, pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.